Srimad Bhagavatam is the Amalam Puranam, the spotless Puran. It is Vaishnava Priya. We have a Krishna Priya. This is Bhagavatam is Vaishnava Priya. It is most dear to the Vaishnavas. Why? Because Srimad Bhagavatam describes pure and supreme knowledge of the Paramahamsas. Ekam Amlajnanam Param Giyate. This Bhagavatam reveals the means for becoming free from all work, together with the processes of transcendental knowledge, renunciation, and devotion, jnana, virag, and bhakti. Anyone who seriously tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, who properly hears Tach Chinvan Supatam, and chants Vicharana Puro, that means seriously studies with great consideration, properly hears and chants it with devotion, bhaktya, becomes completely liberated. Nara, that person, vimuchyan, vishesh mukti, completely, absolutely liberated. Because there's different levels of mukti. There's swarga mukti, certain puranas, and stutis can bring you to swarga by studying those puranas and those literatures. Or you can get Vaikuntha mukti, salokya mukti, surupya, shasti, sanipya. These four types of Vaishnava, Vaikuntha mukti, but that they're not considered vimuchyan, the vishesh. They're not very special types of mukti, although they're special in their own right. The most special mukti is prem mukti or the golok mukti. To attain prema bhakti labhyate, to attain Krishna prema, pure love for Krishna, the mood of the Brijvasis, and that Vraja prema, that's a very special. And that's called complete liberation. When one is established in that position, that is a perfect. Of course, Vaikuntha is also perfect and complete. But the soul finds its greatest fulfillment in Vrindavan, if that is his destiny. Now we can read some of these other verses in glorification of Bhagavatam. Glorifying Bhagavatam means glorifying Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is declared to be the essence of all Vedanta philosophy. Vedanta Sar, Sara Vedanta Sar. One who has felt satisfaction, Triptasya, from the nectarine mellow of Bhagavatam will never be attracted to any other literature. Nan Yatra, like we say, Anyata, Anyata, no other process but Harinam. So Anyatra means no other. Syad Rati, attraction. Rasamrita, one who has felt satisfaction from tasting the Rasamrita, the nectar ras of the Bhagavad, Bhagavad ras, Bhakti ras, Lila ras of Krishna in the Bhagavatam. Then newspapers, magazines, mundane journals and technical magazines, blah. Whenever I think of the thought of reading mundane literature, my eyes curl in distaste. my eyes roll back in detraction. My eyelids fall shut. My hands quiver with distaste and repulsion. To me, touching a mundane book is the equivalent of touching dog stool. If you touch dog stool with your hand, then it's contaminated, and it's an injunction one must bathe to remove the source of contamination from the body. That's so vile and impure. But we think nothing of smearing the stool of newspapers on our eyeballs. If somebody smears stool of a dog on your eyeballs, will you smile? And you'll say, hey, look at this. You say, oh, hubby, look at this. Oh, Putney, look at this. Did you see the article in the paper? The stool article in the stool paper about the stool people and the stool places? That's all it is. It's stool paper about stool places, about stool people with stool words. Stool life. That's like in art, there's something called still life. When you study art, art is paintings and sculpture, there's something called still life. They paint a bowl of flowers or a bowl of fruit, and they do it in such a way that the fruit looks like it's frozen in time. Surreal presentation of real fruit. called still light. So that still light is not real, it's artificial, it's a painting, it's a representation. So stool life. There's still life art and there's still life news. It's not real, it's a representation. It's an image, it's the idea. Real life is the Bhagavatam, it is Rasamrita. It is nectar, it is not stool on your eyes, it's nectar for your eyes and nectar for the mind. Isn't it? It's Srimad Bhagavatam. So we don't think anything of contaminating your mind and then following contaminating your eyes and actually your mind. It's very difficult to wash the mind. It's easy to wash the hand with water and soap. But washing the mind is very difficult because whatever we see, whatever we hear, smell, taste, and touch becomes a sanskara in our citta. A mental impression, a deep etching, an engraving on our citta, in the realm of experience. It becomes recorded. It's recorded. If there's attraction and aversion, what is it? Raga and dvesha. Krishna says one must be free from raga and dvesha. Raga and dvesha means attraction or attachment and envy or hatred. In simple terms, love and hate. If we love anything, it makes a very strong sanskara in our citta. If we hate anything, it makes an even stronger impression in our citta. Impression, tendency, proclivity, habit. So then our mind will run in that way. Whatever, our samskaras determine our direction in life. Our samskaras determine our hankerings. And samskaras, when the senses come in contact with the object of the samskara, then that agitation of the sense object with the samskara creates what is called a vasana. Vasana means desire. No samskaras, no desires. Only bhakti samskaras, only bhakti desires. Samskaras are chanting, then desire to chant. And then you have really strong samskaras that chant in kirtan. Really strong samskaras. Because every time there's a kirtan here or there, you would join it. Oh, a kirtan, let's join it. Oh, a kirtan, let's join it. So you're walking down the street and you hear a kirtan. And as soon as that sense object of sound, hearing the kirtan as a sense object, that shabda enters the kan, the ear, then it goes into ear, then it contacts the chitta, passes through the mind intelligence to the chitta. Beyond mind is intelligence, beyond intelligence ahankar, then chitta, then atma. So it hits the chitta, then it searches the chitta like a CD player searching a CD, an MP3 player, the laser. It's a laser technology. It searches the surface of the CD disc looking for some track, right? Track 1, track 2, track 3. So that sense object searches the chitta for a track. Do you have an attraction for this object, or do you have a hatred for it? Say, for example, you're a materialist. You're a demon. Pashandi, Nashtik, and you're walking down the street past the Hare Krishna hill. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh! And you hate Hare Krishnas, and you hate that, whatever that thing is called. You don't know what it's called. No, it's not called kirtan to you, it's called noise. Abject, total cacophony. Abject, total cacophony. It's just unpleasant noise, disturbance, pollution, air pollution, noise pollution. So you cover your ears and say, oh God, stop that! Stop it! I hate it! Right? You act like a nutcase. We've seen so many because we spent 36 years in America and 12 of those years in Harinam in book distribution and public, so we know all about these things, how people react. They're just walking peacefully, everything's fine, the chitta's just recirculating whatever thoughts or ideas are already in their mind. And all of a sudden they contact the sense of it, transcendental sound vibration, Shabda Brahman, Goloka, Prima Dana, Harinam, Sankirtan. It comes right down from Goloka and cracks them right on the head. Hits them on the head and goes in their ear and then hits that samskara, that hate samskara, which is very deep samskara in the chitta, hate. I hate Muslims. Every time it's, oh, look at that Muslim, I want to kill that guy. Hey, relax, man, he's just a human, he's a human being, man, just give it, relax. No, but you know these guys. This is called hatred. Rag and dvesh. Krishna says one should be free from rag and dvesh because both bind one to birth and death. We should not love anything, not hate anything. Equipoise. This is the message of Gita. Equipoise. And that's the initial setting Krishna wants to create in the mindset. Then finally he says, now I'm going to give you bhakti sanskaras. Man manado man bhakti. This sanskara is permissible. This sanskara is desirable. This sanskara is wanted. Bhakti sanskara. Let your chitta be filled with me. Only me. Man mana. Always think of me. Always desire to serve me, surrender and worship me, be with me, love me. It is love. It's fourfold love. Four-point way to love me. Worship me because you love me. Think of me because you love me. Be humble before me. Show humility before me because you love me. This is love. This is all I'm asking for. So ultimately, Krishna's asking for rag. Beginning of Bhagavad Gita, it says, give up rag, give up dvesh, give up love, give up hatred. Then at the end, he says, well, wait a minute, I changed my tune. Krishna rag. Ah, very good. Very, very good. Sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, not only rag, but anurag, bhav, mahava. Very, very good. Adiguta mahava, modanaike, modanaike. Very good. Krishna's a very tricky teacher. Yes, yes, give up all rag. Okay, yes, I give up all rag. And give up all dvesh. Yes, I give up all dvesh. Ah, now. Now you're set. You feel good. Yes, I feel very peaceful. You feel, is your mind disturbed? No, I'm very happy, shanti, very peaceful. Acha, no. Now, my closing message is that you should have intense rag for me. Hey, what is this, Jack? You clear out all my other rag. You take away all my rag for wife, children, husband, family, kids, country, position, name, fame, all my rag for that. And you take all my dvesha out, all my hatred of different nations and people and things and food and animals and ideologies and religionists and scientists and all this hatred. And I'm left with a blank slate of nothing. Frankly, you annihilate my individuality and take away all the color that makes me variegated. And then you say, now I have you where I want you. Listen to me. Give up everything and accept me. Have rag for me. Ekam sharanam. Be attached to one shelter. Be totally attached to one shelter. Saradharman Pritya Mam Ekam Sharanam. Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. This is the Bhagavad mantra, Maha mantra. Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. You have all these bhajans, right? They have their bhajans, we have our bhajans. And then the theme barkis have Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. You know, everybody buys them and puts them on their cell phone. But our bhajan is Hare Krishna. Right? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So this is Krishna. He's a very tricky fellow. Takes away rag. Oh, rag is very bad. Love is very bad. Hatred is very bad. Oh, that's nice. Now I just merge in Brahman. So no, wait. Don't merge yet. Merge in me. Become one with my desire. Become one with me in love and serve me and surrender. Love me. That's the rag I want. I did all this magic on you in the first 9 chapters of Bhagavad Gita just to get out all your other rag and dvesh. He's a possessive lover. He's a transcendental autocrat. He's an absolute slave master. He wants divine, absolute dedication. No one else. He's a very jealous lover. Krishna's extremely jealous. He can't tolerate having any competition. Wife, forget it. Husband, forget it. Kids, forget it. Mother, father, forget it. Country, oh, I love my India. Be Indian, by Indian. I love Punjab. I'm Punjabi. Forget it. It's Maya. It's all body. Sarvapadi Padiyamuktam. This is the bottom line. It's like they give a mantra card. It says, Chanare Krishna, be happy. Right? Oh, this sounds good. Come to the Sunday love feast. Chanare Krishna, be happy. Sunday love feast. Fill your stomach, fill your mind, be happy, peaceful, fat, happy. And then you join this ISKCON movement. And after a couple of weeks, you say, this card is cheating. This card is not telling the truth. This is false advertising. It's false advertising. And take them to court. What is this? Chanare Krishna, be happy. I joined a temple. I've been here for a couple months. Chanare Krishna, be miserable. If Chanare Krishna, you're not happy, you're miserable. Because all this lust comes out of your heart, and all this greed and anger and envy, all these horrible, dastardly demons raise their head and say, look at me, I'm part of you. Oh, where do you come from? Oh, who invited you? Ah, hey, who let you in the back door? It's like they're all part of us, these horrible material desires. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Matsarya. It's us. It's the package. All these guys get together, hold hands and say, guess what? We're you. Who? Me? Yeah, you. So then you have to start chatting a whole lot more, and that's called the vast intermediate zone. The ocean of anartha nivritti. Seto Dharvana Marjana. This is again from Bhagavat Mahatmyam, Srimad Bhagavatam 12.12.5.9. One who, with undeviating attention, constantly recites this Srimad Bhagavatam at every moment of every hour, as well as one who faithfully hears even one verse, ek shlokam, or half a verse, ardham, ardha shlokam, or a single line, padam, pad, there's charpad. The Bhagavatam is generally called charpad shastra. Charpad means four lines, padam, or half a line, ardham pad, or half a line, certainly purifies his very self. So this is certainly Vyasadeva is beating the drum about the Bhagavat Mahatmyam, the inestimable glories of associating with and partaking of the divine mercy of the Srimad Bhagavatam in even a minuscule way. A shloka, which means charapad, or one line of one shloka, ekpad, or ardhampad, half a line, or ardha shloka, half a shloka, takes something of some sort. And what will happen if you take anything of the Bhagavatam? Purify. Punati Atma. Punati Atma, the Atma, the mind, Atma, mind, body, Atma, mind, soul. Of course, the soul is pure. There's no question of purifying the soul. Don't purify the soul's identity with this body. That's the impurity, is the false identity, hankar. Punati Atman. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvashray Prati Shloke Prati Akshare Nana Artakai Krishna Tulya Bhavat. Mahaprabhu said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam is as great as Krishna himself, the Supreme Lord, Vibhu, and the shelter of everything, Sarva Ashray. In each and every verse and syllable, Prati Shloke, Prati Akshar, Akshar is syllable, of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are multifaceted meanings, for it is as infinite as Krishna. Nana Artakai. Nana Art. Nana Art means various meanings, values, objective points. Kaya, they're speaking there. Krishna Tulya Bhagavat. This Bhagavat is equal as Tulya. It's like Krishna. It's great as Krishna. Vibhu means great. Bhagavat Vibhu. The Bhagavat Vibhu. The Bhagavat is Vibhu. Vibhu Bhagavat is great. His glory is like Krishna. And Tulya is equal or is infinite as Krishna. It's saying, when it says Krishna Tulya Bhagavat, Tulya means equal or balanced to. So if the Bhagavatam is equal to Krishna, what does that mean? Because Krishna is Ananta. Ananta Marupam. Right? Ananta Rupam Adhyam Purasham Adhyoganam Cha. Brahma says that Krishna, you are Ananta Rupam. Ananta Rupam, Krishna's forms are unlimited. There are as many forms of Krishna as there are waves on the ocean. Ananta Rupam. Ananta Namam. Krishna has unlimited names. Vishnu Sahasranam, Gopal Sahasranam, Radha Sahasranam, Durga Sahasranam. So many Sahasranams. Thousands and thousands of unlimited names for Krishna. Ananta Namam. And Ananta Dhamam. There are millions and billions of Vaikuntha planets. Unlimited. Ananta Dhamam. Ananta Namam. Ananta Gunam. 64 qualities of Krishna are listed in Nectar of Devotion. And that's just to give you the idea that actually unlimited. You can never count. With all the intelligence and computers in the world, you can never count the unlimited qualities of Krishna. Even if you had as many mouths as Anantashesh, but thousands and thousands and thousands of mouths of Anantashesh, you can never reach the end of the glories of Krishna. There are many qualities. There are as many qualities of Krishna as there are grains of sand on the beach. Can you count the grains of sand, the individual grains of sand on the beach? No. So you can never count the qualities of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is Ananta Gunam, Ananta Rupam, Ananta Leelam. Like we say, oh, we read in one shastra about Krishna's jewel and Leela. Then we read another shastra, it's a completely different description. Hey, what's this, a different jewel? Yes. What's this, and then another one? There's unlimited. The Leela never happens at the same time. Even the same jewel, and it hung from the same Kadamba trees on the same banks of Radhakunda, the Sangam, at Govindagad. The same place, the same Kadamba trees, the same jewelin with the same ropes and the same seat. Each day the jewelin Leela, Nitya Leela, Madhyam Leela, Radhakunda is different. It's decorated differently. They sing different songs, different sakis push, different sakis pull. Different sakis play veena and sing the bhajans. Different sakis supply the tambur. Different sakis fan. Krishna wears different flowers in his hair. Radharani wears different color clothes. Sometimes white sari, sometimes blue, sometimes red. Sometimes flower outfits, flower choli, pushpa choli, pushpa lankar, pushpa mukut. Every day something different to meditate and see. So ananta leelam. So Krishna's ananta. So Krishna tulya bhagavat. If Krishna's ananta and the Bhagavad is tulya, equal to Krishna, therefore
Bhagavad is also ananta.
Exactly. And that's how the translate probably uses translation. The Bhagavatam is, there are multifaceted meanings in the Bhagavatam, nana arta, nana art. Art means meanings. Objects, values. Nana means various. Nana shastra vichara naika nipano sadharma samstapako. Nana shastra vichara. The Sri Goswamis were deeply considering vichara, the meaning of many, many shastras. Veda Puran, Pratishtan, Veda Pratishtan, all the different shastras they were studying. What's the essence? The essence. Vedasar. What is a Vedasar? Nana shastra vichara naika nipano. Sad dharma samstapako. The sad dharma. What is the eternal, unchanging dharma for everyone? They want to establish that. Sad dharma samstak. And they did. That dharma is prem dharma. Jiva dharma. The jiva dharma of the jiva is prem. Krishna prem. Eternal service of the Lord in one of five rasas. This was established throughout the Vedas. And they brought that truth out. So Bhagavatam is this. It's as infinite as Krishna. So because the Bhagavatam is infinite, therefore, in every verse there are infinite meanings, isn't it? So when we get a Bhagavatam class, we think, oh, I don't know what to say about this verse. This verse is about Diti's pregnancy in the evening, and Diti becoming lusty over her husband, pulling out his cloth like a street prostitute, trying to take him away to have sex at sunset when all the pretas and buddhas were boogieing down the street and flying through the air. And he said, cool it, it's not a good time, wait till later. This activity should be done later. It's a Ratri Leela. It's not now. It's not the time. Kaladesha Pastor is a time and place for everything. But his wife was persistent, adamant, well, in short, lusty. So that includes everything. And includes the demanding and adamant also. So she yanked his dhoti. And yanked his mind, which is already going that direction. Then he went off to engage in the, I guess that was the birth of Hiranyakashipu or something like that. Yeah. Your lust created a monster. And that's what lust does. Lust creates a monster which devours the creator himself. Isn't it an interesting point? Lust creates a monster which devours the creator himself. Our lust creates a monster, then that monster kills us. We're the creator of the lust, isn't it? Lust creates a monster which devours the creator, its creator. The creator, the monster is right, created by lust, and we create the lust, and then the monster kills us. So, these are very wonderful glorifications of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So back to that verse, when they came and said, you know, you give class tomorrow, and looked at the verse and said, wow. Interesting verse for a sannyasi to speak about. His wife pulls his dhoti like a street prostitute infected by lust. Come on, big boy, let's go. So, well, okay. So I just said, Prabhupada, Hare Krishna. What did he talk about in this one? Because purport is short. So pray, and then Gurudev reveals something, because there's unlimited meanings. And something comes out and you give class and Hari Bol. Right? Do the duty. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is Mahaprabhu himself glorifying the Bhagavatam. Prema Maya Bhagavata Krishna Rashi Anga Tahate Kahina Jata Gopya Krishna Ranga. Mahaprabhu said, Srimad Bhagavatam is full of Krishna Prema, Prema Maya Bhagavat. Prema Maya Bhagavat ki
jai.
Prem se kaho, Shri Radha. Prem se kaho, Shri Radha. Prem se kaho, Shri Radha. It is not different from the beautiful body of Krishna. Krishna Sri Anga. Of course, Krishna Sri Anga can mean it's the Anga of Krishna and it's the Anga of Sri. Sri is Radharani. Sri means beautiful. Sri means Srimati. Sri means Radha. And Krishna is never separated from Radha. So if Krishna is situated in a pada, then Radharani must be next to him in the pada. Right? If Krishna is sitting on a julan, then Radharani must be sitting next to him. If Krishna is in the Rasa Mandala, Radharani must be next to him. If Krishna is standing on the altar, Radharani must be next to him. So if Krishna is standing on the pada, eighth line of a shloka is called a pada, right? Yes. So then Radharani must be standing next to him. Krishna Sri. So in this case, we save the best for last. First Krishna's name comes, and then Sri, because her Anga is much more beautiful than his. So her name is closer to the modifier Anga. Krishna Anga, Sri Anga. But Krishna Sri Anga. So the word Anga is closer to the Radharani's name because we know, and you know, and everyone knows, that Krishna is known as Madan Mohan. Right? He knocks off and defeats Cupid. But Radharani is known as Madan Mohan Mohini! Madan Mohini Radha Ki Jai! Prem Se Kaho, Shri Radha! Prem Se Kaho, Shri Radha! You see? This is Sanskrit. The modifier can go to the previous two words. Anga Shri, Anga Krishna. Krishna Anga, Shri Anga. Anga means beautiful. Gaurangi, Gaurangi Radha. Gauranga Krishna. Gauranga Radha, Gauranga Krishna. Krishna's limbs are beautiful when he appears as golden Lord Gaur. And Radha's limbs are always beautiful. And they're always golden. Tata Kanchana Gaurangi. Radhe Vrindaveshwari. Vrishabhana Sukhay Devi. Pranamami. Hari. Prem Se Kaho, Shri Radha. Prem Se Kaho, Shri Radha. Shri Anga. You can translate Shri to be beautiful. And with all rights and all full backing of Sanskrit and Sahitya and Vyakaran, you can say that Sri means Srimati Radharani. Can anyone argue my point?
No.
No. But as you know, Sanskrit, each word like Hindi or whatever, each word has 20 meanings. So for us, Sri means, there's no question, we know what Sri means. Lakshmi? No. Money? No. Opulence? No. Beauty? No. But you can say, yes, all those things. But primarily, the mukhya art of this word is Radha, Radhika. And the Gona art, the secondary meanings are all you said. Yes, Radha's beautiful. Yes, Radharani is fortunate, or the goddess of fortune. The original goddess of fortune, the original, the other goddess of the fortune. This Bhagavatam is not different from the beautiful body of Radha, and the beautiful body of Krishna. And this Bhagavatam is a part of Radha herself and a part of Krishna himself. For the Bhagavatam describes Radha and Krishna's confidential pastimes. Can anybody argue my translation?
No.
Does the Bhagavatam describe Radha and Krishna's confidential pastimes?
Yes.
Certainly it does. And if you have Krishna and Sri and Anga together, you have the body of Radha, Sri Anga, and you have the body of Krishna, Krishna. That's called Radha Govinda Yuga, Radha Madhava Yuga. Atmanam Manite Jagat. Atmanam Manite Jagat. One thinks of, considers, and sees the Jagat, the universe, in terms of his own Atma Bhav. What is the position of his heart and mind? His Utkanta, his eagerness, his hankering, his yearning. What is he yearning for in his heart of hearts? Bhogicha. Or is he yearning for praying seva? What is his yearning? What makes him tick? Sense grad, as we say in ISKCON. Sense grad, sense enjoyment, indriya briti, indriya sukh. Is he looking for that? Is he eager for that? His senses are, no doubt. Indriya briti, nunam pranata kudrate vikarma, yet indriya briti aprinoti, Rishabhadevi's teaching in 5th canto. Nunam pranata Kuru Tevi Karma, Yad Indriya Priti Apinoti. Indriya Priti, I love my dog. I love my India. I love my body. I love my senses. Indriya Priti. This is Shrishavati speaking in Treta Yuga. Nunam Pramatak Kuru Tevi Karma. Nunam Pramatak. Because of this love for body and senses, people become Prakrishta Mata. Prakrishta Mata. Pramatak means completely mata. Mata means intoxicated and becomes in Sanskrit. Mata becomes mata. It's completely mad, intoxicated, crazy, absolutely. Not just mad, but absolutely mad. You could say mata when you say pramata means prakrishta mata. Totally saturated with madness. Nutcases. Psychotic, neurotic. Nunam pramate kudute. And because they're nuts, and because they're intoxicated, and because they're crazy, then what happens? What do they do? Do they do karma? No, they don't follow Veda. Veda Dharma is karma. Do they do akarma? Akarma means Krishna Seva. No reaction. Non-reactionary work. Non-reactionary work is Krishna Seva. No good reaction, no bad reaction. No punya, no pap. What does it give you? It gives you brain. Brain is transcendental. Bhakti is transcendental. It has nothing to do with karma. Non-reactionary work. It's work because we're moving. Work means movement. Moving energy here and there. Work. Non-reactionary work is called akarma. Karma, akarma, and?
Vikarma.
Vikarma. Nunam pramata kurute?
Vikarma.
Vikarma. Because they're pramata, they're mad. If you love your senses, then you go mad. If you love your body, you'll go mad. And mad men do anything, say anything. So then they do vikarma. They don't follow Veda Dharma and do karma. They don't serve Krishna and do bhakti or akarma. So they do vikarma and go to hell. So this is not a very good idea. So let's read the next verse in glorification of Bhagavatam. Vishnu Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, Radha Bhakti, Guru Bhakti, they're all Nityasiddha. They're eternal. They're not created in the material world. Akshay Tritiya in May. And Akshay Nomi also is a day called Akshay Nomi. Imperishable results. Results which never die. And go on and on. Imperishable forever. Avyai. Mahaprabhu said, Adi, in the beginning, middle, and end, the Bhagavatam speaks only of bhakti. Bhagavat ekai, Vishnu bhakti. The Bhagavat only kai speaks Vishnu bhakti. Service to Krishna. This literature is eternally perfect, nityasiddha, infallible, and infinite. Avyai. Because it contains all truths pertaining to the infinite Lord, the absolute Lord, Sri Krishna. Bhagavata Shastri say Bhaktir Tattva Kahe Tini Bhagavata Samakona Shastra Nahe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, since the Srimad Bhagavatam speaks exclusively of the truths of pure devotional service, it is unparalleled among Shastras. No other scripture can compare with Srimad Bhagavatam. The Bhagavata Shastra say, Bhaktir Tattva Kahi. It speaks of Bhaktir Tattva, the truth, the descriptions of Krishna and his service. The Bhagavad Sama, Kon Shastra Nahi. Kone, who is it? What other Shastra? What other Shastra? Nahi, no other Shastra is equal Sama, Bhagavad Sama. Because of this point, why do you say the Bhagavad is so special? Why do you say that no other Shastra, Vishnu Puran, or any other Puran? Well, the Vishnu Puran talks about Krishna Lila. It's there in a summary way, in a short way. Some a little bit long, but mostly short. So many Purans are there, and Upanishads. So why do you say that none of them can equal Bhagavad? Krishna Sama, Bhagavad Sama, Shastra Nahi, Kaun Shastra Nahi, Nahi. No other Shastra. Why? Because of Bhagavatam, Bhakti Tattva Kai. Bhakti Tattva Kai. The Bhagavatam only talks about devotional service. No karma kanda, no swarga mukti, no fruits in this world, good health, happiness, position, power, nothing. No tinge, no touch, nothing. Everywhere it talks about Vishnu Bhakti. No compromise. No, Bhagavatam is not selling out any lower conceptions or lower. It's the Krishna conception. The pure, unadulterated, refined Krishna conception. Krishna as he is. Human life for what it's meant for, only meant for serving God, no other ulterior purpose, no other secondary action. Krishna Seva. So this is the glories of the Bhagavatam.